Welcome to this episode of the Legal Page podcast. Imagine this. You've come up with a genius business idea. You know, the one where you're jumping up and down and you're so excited and you know this is going to be the next big thing. And you immediately start thinking of business names. You're looking at the theme of this idea, the overall messaging, how you want people to feel. Imagine if you guys have seen WeWork on Apple TV. Imagine, you know, like Adam Newman and his wife and the co-creator, like sitting down and trying to think of the name of the business WeWork. If you haven't seen it, it's a really interesting documentary style drama. And it's super, super good on the whole WeWork like crash and collapse. It's also really interesting on the legalities of that as like a bigger business. Okay. But anyway, imagine that you're doing that. You're trying to think of your business name. You go back and forth in your mind about what to name it, and you come up with, you think, the most perfect name. And you can see it going viral, like not only online, but word of mouth. Everyone starts like really putting a company with this name, okay? Like Nike, for example. You start getting to work and you set up a website, social media handle using this business name. And you know, you really like, you're like, this is it. This is the thing. And then you find out, dun, 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 someone else has the business name. What do you do? Do you contact the person and throw a tantrum saying it's yours? Do you look at trademarking it before they can? Or are you just going to give up your favorite business name for something else? Really, you literally just feel like your great idea is crumbling in front of you. Have zero fear, my friend, because the Legal Page and your favorite online attorney is here to walk you through this situation and teach you what you can and cannot do when it comes to using the same business name as someone else. Let's get into this episode, Legal Pagers. You're listening to the Legal Page podcast, where we chat about life and business with a legal twist. I'm Paige, attorney and photographer helping online businesses and creatives tackle their business dreams without breaking out in hives. No more legal mumbo jumbo. This podcast features simple, bite-sized advice that'll have you legally legit in no time. Are you ready? Let's get started. As a reminder, before we get into this episode, I am legally obligated to give my disclaimer. I am an attorney, but I am not your attorney. All legal information I talk about in this episode is intended for the masses and a large variety of different businesses. Please seek out another attorney in your city and home state if you need specific legal advice related to your unique business. Okay, let's get back to it. Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in today. So today we're going to talk about business names. Choosing a business name is important, it's expensive, and it's often an emotional process. When someone comes to telling you that you can no longer use the name that you've worked really hard to create and that you've put a lot of like time, money, and effort into, it can be a hard pill to swallow when someone comes knocking at your door and says, pointing the finger, no can do anymore. We recently had questions from one of our legal pagers regarding a business name issue. This particular TLPer is a photographer with an established business. And she recently had another photographer reach out to her saying that they have the same business name. And they were also kind of in the same vicinity. So that's really important to remember as well. I want to give you some tips in today's episode about how to pick a business name and how to keep a business name. I also want to specifically talk about what you can do if you are in the same situation as our TLP here that inquired in. So let's get into it. How to pick a business name. When you are first starting out, you want to make sure that you are not using someone else's name in the same industry as you. Again, don't use someone else's name in bold letters here in the same industry as you. If you work in like the wedding and event industry and you find someone with the same name who is a plumber in a different state, in a different region, say you're in like Northwest United States and someone in Southeast United States that's a plumber is using the same name as you, don't worry about it. You don't have to change your name because you're not in the same industry. There's no really likelihood of confusion there. And even if that plumber owned the trademark, which I doubt he does or she does, I definitely suggest that you can keep your business name. Like, legally speaking, you're probably going to be okay. On the other hand,
if you sell solely like teas and takes and you find a company with a name that you have and you want to use that business name that's selling coffee, but they also sell like branded, I don't know, hoodies and t-shirts in their store, you will probably want to stay away from using that business name because they still tangentially sell a clothing item in the same realm using their business name that you want to use. Now, you also need to stay away from the big brand names like Apple, Spanx, Vogue, Nike, Disney, McDonald's, Toyota, you name it. Companies like this are big enough that you should never mess with their name. They're federally trademarked. They have in-house lawyers that work for them. They keep tabs on who may be infringing on their mark. And it's almost guaranteed that you will get sued and get a massive cease and desist letter and demand letter from them. It's just not worth it. So stay away from that, especially in your like sub-brand logos too. Stay away from it. If you have like a phrase that's catchy, but it includes like part of a phrase that probably a bigger company uses, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. It's not unique and they're probably going to come after you. Just, I've seen it all too often with a lot of my one-on-one legal clients. So to help you choose a name, I want you to do these things. First, do a search for the name on Google. Search your name with keywords for your business and the goods you're selling or the digital assets that you're providing or the services that you're providing. If you find a company with your same name, especially with the same domain name or a derivative of the domain name that you're looking for, what that means is something similar to your domain name. Look to see what goods they sell or services they offer to their clients and customers. And ask yourself, is there a chance that they could ever sell what you are offering? Because they are the first in right to use that business name. So it would be kind of a natural expansion for them if it is to do what you do. Then the answer is yes, I would stay away from that name. The next thing I want you to do, number two, is search for your name in your state business registry and your state trademark registry. To do this, you just go usually to your Secretary of State's website. Sometimes it's like a department or organization of your state government that is hosting your business registry. This is like where you would file for your LLC registration. Oftentimes these business service websites also offer the trademark registration through your state. If you find a match here, do some digging, find out again what the other business is, what industry they're in, and whether it's still active. Sometimes businesses are dead and they're no longer active. They haven't like reapplied for this trademark. They haven't sent in the proper paperwork, or they're LLCs with business names that have died. Like they're no longer in existence. They call them dead, active and dead. I know it's kind of morbid, but it's just basically the business. Is it like active and working, or is it like no longer in existence? And then also, where is this business located? That's important because sometimes, like very small percentage, less than 5%, is, I'm just going to like throw out a percentage there, where you can have a business name in like one region of your state, but somebody in like the southern region of your state, say, could also have that business name. And because they're in like similar industries, but not quite the same industry, and they're in various regions, and it's like so centralized, say to like a coffee kiosk, for example. I'm trying to think of something that like wouldn't expand, not like Starbucks, not like a franchise or like Caribou Coffee or something along those lines. It's more like a kiosk that's so regional that it would only occur in like one part of your state versus another. And again, this is probably for bigger states that I'm talking about here, like Oregon, California, Montana, Texas. Some of those bigger states, you know, maybe like Illinois, Florida too. Like there's such a difference between like Northern Florida and Southern Florida. That would mean that maybe you can have the same business name as someone else. That's the location. Sorry, I kind of got off on a tangent there. But essentially, like if the business name is taken in your state registry, take a second look at whether you want to use that business name. And if it's trademarked in your state as a whole, you absolutely can't use it, even if it's in a different location in your state, region in your state. Trademark, state trademark registration is a no-go. Finally, I want you to search your name in the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the uspto.gov. This is where things can get a little complicated, though. The USPTO is a little hard to navigate, and you may end up missing a business that has your name or derivative business that has some parts of your business name in it. So if you are like very, very concerned about this business name, like WeWork, for example, a trademark attorney would probably be your next best step. And if you're trying to do this all on your own and you get to the USPTO website and then you go to the TSS part of that website and you're trying to search it, I'm a trademark attorney, IP attorney, and contract attorney. So I know this website back and forth, but it's archaic, it's cumbersome, and it's really hard to search. It's not like Google. So yeah, I always suggest just going and talking to a trademark attorney to do this for you so you don't do it the wrong way from the get-go and then you get dinged later on with a cease and desist letter from a trademarked business name in like a year and a half. Okay, so how do you keep your business name? The name that you've done all of these things, nothing really seems like it's somewhat similar out there and you want to use this business name. So let's say you've done all those above steps and you're getting established as a business and you've already registered your business name with your state and you're wondering, okay, Paige, what do I do next? Next, you need to get your business name trademarked. What this means is that you would register your name with your state in the trademark registry through the state government and big bold letters with the United States Patent and Trademark Office federally in order to keep anyone else from using your business name. You want that protection state-based and federally based. Most people opt to just go for the federal registration because, I mean, both is great. And that's really important for like bigger businesses, but for small businesses to get a better bang for your buck, just doing it federally across the board is going to secure yourself in every single state from no one else using that business name in your same industry. Remember, it has to be in the same international class for trademark registration, federal trademark registration through the USPTO. And someone else in a different class could maybe have a similar name or the same name as long as those like industries don't interconnect. So although you have some protection locally from your neighbors using your business name, this is under common law protection, which is just like kind of a default rule protection. If you want to establish yourself as a business and a brand, you absolutely should get your name federally trademarked and then also potentially state trademarked. Again, here, I suggest you work with an attorney to get registered versus try to do this yourself. If you want to try to do it yourself, check out our guides for registering trademarks on the legalpage.com website, or reach out to us and we can send you to a really good trademark attorney to help. We have lots of good referrals for you. The main thing to remember monetary-wise is attorneys in the IP world can run anywhere from about $1,000 to $3,000 for a flat rate for trademark registrations federally. But again, you'll own those forever. And it is an intangible asset that has a monetary value in your business. So the sooner you trademark a really unique business name, the more and more goodwill and reputation and brand name awareness that's going to be accompanied with that trademark name. And so say you have owned the trademark for 8 years when you decide to sell your business, you're going to gain probably tenfold what you put into the actual like expense for trademark registration in the fact that somebody buying your business would be like, people know this business name. And then you're also assigning your trademark rights to that name to this new business owner. So it's good for like selling your business purposes as well. All right. Last but not least, let's talk about how to address disputes regarding your business name, because that's really at the heart of this matter of this episode that we're chatting about today. But I needed to just give you guys a little bit of background first. You know, I like to do that here on the TLP podcast. So now that you know the basics of how to keep your business name protected and choose the right one, let's go back to the scenario of our legal pager who was facing a situation at the beginning of this podcast with another photographer reaching out and saying, you are using the same name as me. So first, you better get a letter from the other business owner saying that you need to stop using their name. If it's just like a DM or a personal message or something, or they're like tagging you in some post, I would reach out to them and say, could you please send me a formal legal letter so that I know that this is legitimate? That's the first thing. Also, I want to tell you, like, I am not your attorney. You guys know that with my legal disclaimer at the beginning of this episode. So this isn't legal advice, but this is just what I would suggest to the general populace of solopreneurs out there on how to get a letter from somebody. I think a legal letter is legitimate. It makes sure that you're not getting like spammed or honestly like taken down a rosy path. Scammers have really gotten smart and often try to get money from you without sending a demand letter. Like they try to link you to something and all of these different things. So if you are getting a demand letter from an actual attorney, then you know that this is probably a legitimate trademark infringement or name infringement scenario. And then do your research on the company sending the letter. So look for the following. Not only is the law firm legitimate that's sending the letter, but if the company itself is sending a cease and desist letter, like they're kind of saying they're their own in-house attorney, look for the following with this particular business. Where are they established? Like, where are they located? And are they an actual registered business in that state? What do they sell and what are their services? Is there any connection there between the services or products that you sell? And then look to see whether they have a registered trademark. So TM, a superscript TM, you know, the little small letters at the like very end right-hand side of a brand name, that means a TM means that it's in the registration process, which means they're kind of claiming the first, you know, chance to get this trademark registered. An R with a circle that's small in that top right-hand corner of a brand name means it's actually federally registered and they own all the rights to it and you absolutely can't use it. If you find that, you probably want to see what date that registration was issued. You can absolutely go to the USPTO.gov and type in, if you like are searching on Google and you see the R with a circle around it with their brand name, then go search on the USPTO.gov website for that actual brand name. And you can put it in quotes and it should easily pop up on the TESS searchability website through the USPTO.gov. And then you can see like what date it was issued. And if they have kind of first in right, like they were the first to use it in commerce, then you're probably out of luck there. So all to say, figure out if this like person contacting you or the demand letter to you is scam or not. If it's not scam, and they do the same thing to you and they have a registered trademark, then you should take this seriously. And we would definitely recommend hiring a IP attorney at this point. You absolutely are probably infringing on their trademark and you want to resolve this issue in settlement, just a few back and forths between your attorney and their attorney before they go to litigation. Because if they own the trademark, they get automatic damages and that's not a good look for you if you get into a court case. Now, one thing to remember is if you were using the name before they were, you go and look at the first date of use in commerce and yours was way before theirs, or if they're in a completely different industry scope of work than you, then you may have the legal right to continue to use the business name. And actually, you may have more rights to the name than the person who's contacting you or the business who's contacting you. But again, talk to an attorney here. So if that's the case, there are a few different ways to address this. Option one, don't respond. Let them decide what the next steps are. If you're right, any attorney should find and probably advise their client of this as well. So you are probably okay coexisting with them in the United States or in the World Wide Web, then, you know, if this is what's occurring. Option two is reach out to them and let them know that you actually have rights over the name compared to them and give them the reasons why. Sometimes this is a good thing to do without an attorney just to try to like resolve the dispute between you two as parties. But I do, of course, recommend using an attorney for this just because it can be very impactful to have an attorney write this letter in which they would outline, you know, your damages, your claim to the name, all of the legal mumbo jumbo that would be included in such demand letter. And it's usually more persuasive if it's coming from an intellectual property attorney that's representing you. And one last little tidbit of advice here is you like business names that include your personal name are often very challenging to trademark. Like to wrap up this story with the photographer, there was a photographer with the same first and middle name as this other person. And you see this all the time online with photographers and videographers. They tend to use their first and middle name sometimes for like marital purposes and like changing of names maybe at some point in the future. But for example, I used Paige Marie Photography as my business name in Montana for a very long time. Paige Marie is my first and middle name, and I didn't use my last name at all, just thinking, oh, I might get married someday, might change it. I never did, but anyway, I'm keeping my maiden name. It's super cool, and I'm still married. hashtag progressive. But I really truly feel that anyone who else would use Paige Marie photography, as long as it's not like in my same kind of region of my state, if they're in another state, and even if I trademarked or tried to trademark that name, one, it would be really challenging to do. It's hard without secondary meaning. It's really hard to trademark legal names is what I'm trying to say. And so usually if someone's contacting you and saying, hey, you have the same business name as me, but it's your legal name, you can honestly just ignore it. It's probably not going to come to fruition whatsoever. All to say, in summary, you can use the same name as someone else if they do not do business near you, they have not established themselves nationally as a brand, and you nor they have not trademarked their business name with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and or if it's a personal legal name. If all of these factors are true, or some are true, both parties can usually coexist legally. But again, here, always a good idea to reach out to an IP attorney. Alas, choosing your business name is just very important all around. I think it's one of the most important steps you need to take as a business owner, and you don't realize how critical it is when you're first starting your business. You realize later on. So all of you who have friends that are just starting, alert them of this. Tell them to listen to this episode. And I really want you to take your time and research business names correctly. Stay away from big brand names and trademarks. You know, make sure you, if you have a unique name, you're trademarking your business name right away from the get-go at the start. And if you need help trademarking and feel a little lost on what to do, TLP has the perfect guide for you. We created what's called Legally Protecting Your Brand and Trademarking Guide. It's a PDF downloadable guide to explain the legalities of protecting your brand, including copywriting, trademarking, using non-disclosure agreements, using contracts, and designing a unique logo. It also walks you literally step by step on how to search and register through the United States Trademark Office. So you could do it without an attorney, which saves you alone well over $1,500. So to learn more, head to thelegalpaige.com/trademark guide. Again, that's thelegalpaige.com/trademark guide. Thanks again for tuning in today, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Legal Paige podcast. I am beyond grateful for you, which is why I want to give you a coffee or your favorite bevy on me. If you leave a 5-star rating and review for the Legal Paige podcast on iTunes, screenshot the review and send it to me on Instagram at The Legal Paige. That's The Legal Paige. I will send you a Starbucks gift card from me. Just make sure to include your email in the DM. So again, send a screenshot of the review to me on Instagram at The Legal Paige, include your email address, and I will send you some Starbucks. Because what better gift than caffeine for every business owner? Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Legal Paige podcast. See, I told you being legally legit isn't so scary. Be sure to visit thelegalpaige.com for all show notes. And it would be super awesome if you could head over to iTunes and leave a review. Last but not least, don't forget to join my free Facebook group for unlimited legal and biz Q&A. Chat soon, Legal Pagers.